And we're live. What's up? It's Chris. I got Young Manifest here and my girl Venus.
Hey, hey.
And it's Sunday afternoon, May. What day is it?
Six.
May 6th.
Cinco de Mayo.
No, day after Cinco de Mayo. We're actually getting high right now in the car before we go get pancakes. And today's discussion will be
Women empowerment,
I guess.
Yeah, we'll do women empowerment.
It's our first episode, so bear with us. We're going to check this out.
First question number one. Why is it so hard for females to stick together rather than men? Why is it so hard for girls to stick to girl code?
Egos.
Yeah.
I definitely think
egos. I want to say first, definitely is, and envy.
Yeah.
Envy and egos,
okay.
And insecurities for sure, which is a big problem, and the big part with our women empowerment is when they're closest to you, because that's when it's like the envy and the jealousy.
I think a part of it also is entitlement. Sometimes people feel like if someone around them has one thing, they should have it too.
Yeah.
And that's when the insecurities and the envy comes in. Yep. So it's all tied in together.
Or when one girl doing one thing, another wants to out-comp her. You know?
Competition, right?
Yeah, it's major competition.
Competition is definitely the root of all evil, but you know, competition makes the world go round, and we actually need competition to strive and want more and to stay motivated and to become better people, because you look at your surroundings and you look at the people that have more than you, and it motivates you to want to have more and to be like that person. So competition is not bad. It's only if you make it bad.
What you think, Venus?
What you got to say, Venus?
But I feel like with competition, it shouldn't be with competition with other females. It should definitely be competition within yourself. Like, motivate yourself to know, like, I can do this, instead of saying, like, should I do this? You know, like, I'm going to do this, instead of, you know, like, should I? You know, like, I just feel like we should just all come together and, you know, just uplift each other.
Right.
You know, because I feel like once one is successful, another can definitely be successful as well. You know,
and keep going.
No, you know, and it's, you know, it just sucks that females can't. Like, this is why I don't fuck with bitches, to be honest. Because I feel like, you know, if I meet someone genuine, or if I'm being genuine to someone or whatever, and then once I feel like, I don't know, like they envy me in any way, or they don't have certain things. Yeah, you know, and I don't feel like, I don't want to feel like, oh, this bitch is trying to compete with me. Like, why are you trying to compete with me?
Never compete with your friends, Lee.
Yeah,
right. Never.
Yeah, that's where girls go. Well, a lot of women, should I say.
Right. No, but then I also
feel like girls and women, because you have a lot of, in today's world, you have a lot of older women that are envying young bitches.
Right.
You feel me? Yeah. I see a lot of older women that are in denial with their age, and they're upset that they're not the young hotties no more, and they're not fresh meat no more. You feel me? And they come into a conclusion with themselves, like, damn, like, I'm not it no more. You feel me? I done lost it. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. I am no longer.
But don't get me wrong. There's grandmas and mothers out there that be looking 27, 26.
Yes.
You know, they be looking great.
The MILFs.
Yes, the MILFs.
Shout out to all my MILFs out there. My 40-plus Jones that
looking
got the tight stomachs.
Looking real great out here.
That got the bubbles on. Fleece.
Right.
Shout out Nicole Murphy. Yeah. Nicole Murphy, a MILF.
Right. Shout out to those, you know, my Halle Berry's and my Gabrielle Unions.
Word.
And my,
Mia,
you know,
Longs and Megan Goods.
You feel me? The
but
beauty.
I just feel like, you know, it's just the way you carry yourself, the way you bring yourself up. Because my whole thing is, if you out and about being a fatty at a young age, and then when you grow up, it's just like nobody really want to be.
After a certain age, your thoughtness is cut the fuck off. I feel like this. You can't have 3+ children
and then still
be
running
50
around
years
like
old
a fucking thot,
trying to fuck people the same age as your son. Like, you
no,
feel me?
Like,
that's just bad business. At some point, you have to come to,
and there's women out there,
realization
like
with yourself, and realize that, you know, my time is up, and that's it.
And that's it.
But yeah, but we're gonna go to even deeper. Look at it like this. Where do those insecurities come from? Where does the envy come from? It all comes from somewhere. So I'm not really saying that the people who have...
Competition is bad.
I'm not saying that the people who have those insecurities are terrible beings, because let's keep it real. We all have insecurities. I'm insecure about something. Chris is insecure about something. Venus is insecure about something. But if you let it overpower who you are as a human being, then you're screwed. You will never be happy. You will die of depression.
That's when you become the salty bitch.
But I feel like... I feel like you should definitely use your
I don't really mean die, guys. Don't. I'm very dramatic and I'm high.
But I feel like your insecurity should definitely make you a tougher person. Should definitely, you know.
That should make you get on your shit. Yeah. To be honest with you, if I see a bad bitch or a bitch that look like a bag of money, I'm gonna be like, damn.
I'm gonna tell her you.
Let me get on my shit. Yeah. Let me get on my shit because that bitch is fire.
Word. I'm gonna always compliment the next bitch because I never feel like no bitch is better than me.
Compliments. We gotta discuss that.
Yeah, because I feel like if I see a beautiful girl out and she's fly and she look good, like, I'm gonna be like, yo, you beautiful. Like, you fly. Like,
don't be afraid to give compliments, ladies. Compliments go a long way.
Just like a smile. It's a smile is contagious.
Because look at it like this. The person you're complimenting may be insecure about who they are. And by you complimenting them may... make their day, and here you are looking at her like, oh, look at this beautiful bitch. Oh, she must get tons of compliments. She thinks she's a beautiful, the most baddest bitch in the world.
And you might have been the first compliment.
Meanwhile, you don't know underneath that makeup, underneath all that ass, underneath them clothes, she is, you feel me, not happy. It's just, it's the way of the world. And then not only that, bad bitches get cheated on too, man. Bad bitches get cheated
on. Big boobs, fat ass, driving this car, all expensive shit.
We all get cheated on, man, at some point in our lives.
Yeah.
So.
But that's only if you allow it to break
And this is why we have to stick together. And
this is why we have to bring up girl code more than what we do.
And this is why we need to be girls over.
The same way niggas could be bros over hoes.
Sis over dicks.
Sis over dicks.
Say it again. Sis over dicks.
One more time, ladies.
Sis over dicks. All right, guys.
All right, we're going to wrap that first episode.
So we're the bun is done. We're going to IHOP, and we will tune in to y'all later. Remember, guys, sis over dicks.
'The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.